The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of The News Show. It's the 3rd of October, 2019. All the best technology news that's happening over the past 24 hours, well, pretty much it's been all Microsoft. In any case, we got it for you coming right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, indeed. Microsoft has had their 2019 Surface event, and we got all little juicy details for you. Starting off with the Surface Laptop 3. Yep, we kind of knew this was coming. Yes, the nicely refreshed Surface Laptop, part of the whole lineup that we'll get into in a second. The Surface Laptop 3 has got support for USB-C, and yes, indeed, for the first time ever on a Surface-branded device, an AMD processor. Not only that, you've got a choice of a 13.5-inch version of the Surface 3 or a 15-inch version, which either way is going to set you back about $1,000 or $1,200. Now, from the 3, we move to the 7. Yes, it's upgrade to the Surface Pro devices. And yes, just like the 3, it has USB-C support on it, which, by the way, replaces the mini display port. There's upgraded processors, of course. More space on board, more RAM on board, but that's pretty much as far as we're going to get with the thing. The Surface Pro 7, surprisingly, starts at $749. And just like the 3, you can start pre-ordering either machine right now. And shipping will start on October 20th. So, we got the 3, we got the 7, what's next? How about the X? Let's steal a little something from Apple there, why not? Yes, in the Pro lineup, get ready for the Surface Pro X. Looks pretty much like the Pro 7, at least when you glance at it, but it's actually a completely different machine. It's got a 13-inch display compared to the 12.3-inch display on the Pro 7, and it's also about 3 millimeters thinner. That is, if thinner is your thing still. It also has a removable solid-state drive, which can actually be swapped in and out. Very convenient. The Pro X also has a custom designed ARM-based Microsoft SQ1 chip that actually was designed in conjunction with Qualcomm. The Pro X actually starts at $999. And just like the other machines, you can start pre-ordering now. However, though, it ain't going to be available till about the 5th of November. From that, the Surface continues. This time, we move over to the Neo. This was actually a little bit of a surprise from Microsoft, though we've seen rumors of these things, but still, it was actually there in the flesh. Now, the Neo is a dual-screen powered PC, and has got a customized operating system called Windows 10 X. It's about 5.6 millimeters thick and has a 360-degree hinge on board. If you're wondering where the physical keyboard is, well, it's there. You just have to apply it. It actually folds over one of the screens. One thing's for certain, though, we ain't gonna be seeing it for a while. The Neo isn't expected to be available till sometime in 2020. And as far as the price goes, we ain't got a clue. Now, if that tablet suspense wasn't enough for you, how about the Surface Duo? Yes, another surprise for Microsoft. This time, though, not running any Microsoft OS. Oh, no. We've got Android on board. Why? Well, because it's basically an Android phone. Yes, you heard me correctly. Microsoft might be getting back into the phone business. Now, this thing has dual 5.6-inch displays, and apparently has worked in conjunction with Google, so optimizing apps for its form factor won't be a problem. There is, however, one problem, though, just like the Surface Duo. Again, we ain't got a freaking clue how much it's going to cost, but we do know we can buy it sometime in 2020. And finally, moving on to the last big product that Microsoft unveiled, which was no surprise to anybody, Surface Earbuds. Yeah, what the hell? Apple's got theirs, Amazon's got theirs, Microsoft, by golly, we should have ours too. Yes, the new wireless Surface Earbuds are a thing, and actually are going to support voice commands regarding what AI assistant you're going to use. That's right, Cortana, Alexa, Siri, Bixby, and even Google Assistant, they're all supported. One thing that was a little interesting, though, is that the earbuds, they integrate with PowerPoint. Yeah, they do, meaning you can create on-screen captions, basically whatever you're talking about in your presentation, with text-to-speech technology. Another cooler thing? They can actually do translated speech in real time in around 60 languages. Yeah, talk about something the AirPods can't do. Though you're gonna pay a bit up to get these features, no, nowhere near the Amazon pricing. The Surface earbuds are actually gonna be available sometime in 2019. Again, we don't know when, but it's gonna be sometime this year. Any bet it's Christmas? And we'll set you back about $249. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is, of course, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Hop on over there and get subscribed to our podcast and so much more today. Find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our BTN Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen, but until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.